Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Kristen Watson, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. I've been a member at Mountain Brook Baptist since 2013. I'm married to Tripp, who's been a member since he was a little boy. And we have three children, Robert, who's five, Thomas is three, and Virginia is just about 4 months. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Tuesday, December 4th, Merry Christmas Eve, and I'm reading Luke 1:57-80 from the English Standard Version. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all of our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Today's Advent devotion is entitled Preparing for Dawn. Last summer, I traveled to Acadia National Park. Acadia is home to Cadillac Mountain, the highest peak on the eastern seaboard, so Cadillac Mountain summit is the first point in the United States the sunlight touches each morning. Experiencing this first dawn required preparation, which involved making reservations days in advance and setting an early alarm so we could reach the summit by the 4:51 a.m. sunrise. The morning of our visit was foggy, but we hoped the clouds would dissipate before dawn. We reached the summit in time, but as the minutes ticked toward sunrise, it became increasingly apparent that fog would prevent us from seeing those glorious first rays of light. Although we didn't experience a magnificent sunrise that morning, there was evidence the sun had indeed risen, as our surroundings sharpened into focus. Today's passage reminds us of the promise that dawn will come. Luke describes John the Baptist's birth and Zechariah's response. Before this moment, the Israelites had not heard a prophet speak in 400 years. While those familiar with the prophecies knew Elijah would come as a forerunner to the Lord, generations waited for this prophecy to be fulfilled. Upon John's birth, Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit, sings his Benedictus, foretelling that his son will be the prophet of the Most High, sent to prepare the way for the Lord and to give his people the knowledge of salvation. Zechariah praises God for the prophecy's fulfillment and the good news that the Lord is come. Advent is not only a season of waiting, but also a season of preparation. Isaiah 9 describes a great light that comes to those walking in darkness. Once Christ comes, there will be no more doom for those in distress. Likewise, Luke tells us that God, in his tender mercy, will send his Son to shine on those living in darkness and bring peace to all who believe. Knowing the power of this most precious gift, how can we prepare to receive it? Are there mountains of doubt or sin we must overcome? Just as God descended to earth in the form of a child, born in a manger and crucified for our sins, so too must we humble ourselves and repent to experience the light. Dawn may look differently for each of us this Christmas. For some, it may be a radiant sunrise. For others, it may be muted and gray. Regardless of the form in which dawn comes, let us remember that God sent His Son to overcome the darkness, and all who abide in Him can experience peace and life everlasting. As we prepare our hearts and minds to celebrate the Christ child, may we also consider how we can make straight the path for the Lord. May we boldly proclaim the gospel to all who will listen, so that all may experience the immutable light that shines in the darkness and guides us into the path of peace. Will you pray with me? Father God, this Christmas Eve, we stand in awe and wonder before you as we reflect on the most magnificent gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for showing us your tender mercy and for loving us so much that you would send your Son to die for our sins. Help us remember that you have already given us the greatest gift we could ever hope to receive. We praise you, Lord, for the prophecy's fulfillment and for the promise that dawn will come again. I pray that you will help us to repent of our sins so we can reflect the light of Christ and experience the joy that comes from our relationship with you. Lord, I ask your blessing on all who are listening and that you would grant them peace this Christmas. Amen.